We arrive finally at Easter morning. After the celebration of Christmas, the recognition of God becoming human, the Christ child's birth in the manger, after the long winter of hibernation and death, when nature lays down its head and slumbers as the earth turns gray and cold, after the 6 weeks of Lent spent in study and prayer, worship and preparation, spent in solemn procession toward Jerusalem, where the culmination of God's grace would occur, after this holy week of festivities and celebrations, watches and vigils, worship and feast, contemplation and concern, finally, we come to the tomb. We find the stone rolled away. We find the tomb empty, and we find the risen Christ saying to each of us, "Do not fear, go and tell." Once again, we emerge from the winter of doubt to the spring of God's love, where our hearts burst forth in bloom with compassion and caring and kindness, the new life promised us in Christ. With this new life, we meet the new day, full of promise and hope, full of anticipation and eagerness. New life brings us new chances, new opportunities to be the people of God God calls us to be. With this new life, we can drop the regrets and the worries that bind us and burden us and fully embrace the grace and glory of God. With this new life, everything changes. Or does it? We've been here before. Just 12 short months ago, we gathered for this very same purpose, this very same reason. And 12 months before that, and 12 months before that, on and on and on, back through history, 2,000 years, Christians have gathered in the springtime to embrace new life as the world wakes up from its cold, frosty slumber. And we celebrate, we proclaim, Christ is risen, He is risen indeed. And then what? What comes next? Where do we go from here? I'll tell you. We go right back to our day-to-day lives, which are waiting for us right outside that door. Those daily lives that have the same regrets and the same worries that we entered this hallowed chamber with this morning. They're waiting just outside that door. When we finish this Easter celebration, will we engage those lives with this new life that we find proclaimed at the empty tomb? This new hope that Christ brings us, that we proclaim so vehemently in here? Or will we simply slide back to our routine, into our habit, into our rut, and continue as we always have? Easter's finally done. We can pack away the plastic eggs, the colorful baskets, the stuffed bunnies for another year. So often, when we try to emerge and embrace that new life that Christ has given us, so often we find ourselves stuck between two thieves, two bandits who are stealing from us. We know they're there, on either side, drawing away precious life from us, wearing us down, heaping burdens and obstacles on us. And yet, when offered new life in Christ, the chance to throw off these very burdens, we often simply choose to stay here, stuck between two thieves, and continue on. Maybe it's simpler. Maybe it's what we've become accustomed to. Maybe in some way we think we deserve it. Whatever the reason, Easter becomes a fun day of distraction. Jesus rose, eat some ham, hide some eggs. And then Monday comes. And it's back to it. stuck between two thieves, trudging on as if nothing has changed. There's some pretty serious regrets I have in my life. Things in my past that were done or left undone that cloud my thoughts and bruise my spirit. I look back and I think, why did I do that? Why did I say that to him? Why didn't I stop that from happening? These regrets creep up on me, bringing up old hurts and pains from years ago, replaying them in vivid detail for me to toss and turn over once again. I'll lie awake and relive these events, these moments, and desperately wish I could just push a button and erase them from my memory. How would my life be different? How would my life been better if I had handled that differently, if I had done better at that, if I had not done this? Could I have chosen better words? Could I have approached that in a better way? Coulda, woulda, shoulda, and if? If I am able to lay down these regrets, even for a moment, if I am able to start to put these regrets behind me, then the other thief starts in. Worry. Regret is all about yesterday, but worry is all about tomorrow. Worry is about what is coming, what still has to be done, what needs to be accomplished, what is late, what is behind, what's in trouble. Worry is a future tension that haunts my tomorrow, a waiting, gnawing feeling that I'm not ready, I'm not prepared for whatever is coming. We worry, we ruminate, we fret about the unknown and the unaccomplished. What happens if this happens? What if that happens? What if this bill comes due and that payment hasn't come in? What if this is more than I thought it was going to be? What if the elevator doesn't work on Sunday morning and we can't get everybody up to the sanctuary? And I have a child. Albeit she's 20. But if you have a child, your worries multiply exponentially. I'm no longer just worried for myself. I'm now worried for her. When we went hiking about 10 years ago in the Badlands, we were following this trail about 3 miles deep into the Badlands, and it went along this ridge. We had to climb this ladder up to this little ridge, and this little ridge was maybe, I don't know, in my head it looked like it was about 2 inches wide, but I suppose about 3 or 4 feet is what reality would be. This is the trip that I discovered I have a fear of heights. I didn't know I had a fear of heights until I walked along a 4-foot ridge 50 feet in the air. And as terrified as I was for myself falling, my child walking along the edge like it was nothing almost brought me to my knees. My worry for her was crippling in that moment. Worry lurks in the shadows of doubt and fear and causes us to dread the new day. Worry robs me of my tomorrow as surely as regret steals my yesterday. I am caught on the cross between these two thieves, one chewing up what I have done, one chewing up what I will do. And into this myopic malaise comes new life. What chance does it have? Even if I embrace the forgiveness Jesus brings, those regrets still hover just out of sight, waiting to fill me with doubt and grief. Even if I accept the new hope given, worry will slowly choke it out as I'm swallowed by the despair of what I have left undone. Jesus is risen? Yeah, so what? What good does new life do me when regret and worry continue to steal that life from me? In our Easter story, just 48 hours ago, Jesus also found himself between two thieves. Two bandits, Scripture says, were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left. Jesus finds himself in the very same predicament, caught between these two thieves, one of whom, even in his dying throes, and remember, crucifixion is not about the nails in your hand, and it's not about the nails in your feet. You don't die from blood loss. when you're crucified, you die from suffocation because the weight of your body slides down and compresses on your lungs and suffocates you. So even as he's suffocating next to Jesus, one of the thieves finds the energy to harass and heckle Jesus. Luke 23:39, one of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him, saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But what I find in the story is that Jesus didn't stay there. Stuck between two thieves, after he died, he is taken away. He is moved. His followers come and they take him down. They move him to the tomb. The story shifts to another setting, and we never hear from the two thieves again. They obviously died, but Jesus moved on to the tomb and then on to Sunday morning, where we gather to celebrate today, on to new life. The tomb is empty, the stone rolled away, and Jesus is alive again, bringing us new life. If regret is yesterday and worry is tomorrow, then maybe that new life that Jesus brings us is our today. That new life that brings us forgiveness for our sins, for our mistakes, for our missteps, that wipes our regrets away, isn't about yesterday. That new life that quells our worries, that gives us hope and peace, isn't about tomorrow. Maybe that new life is all about today. What I do with today, this day that God has blessed me with. Yeah, I screwed up yesterday. Yeah, some of that hurt and that pain, that's going to stick around with me for a bit. And yeah, tomorrow is absolutely terrifying sometimes. And I know I don't have all the answers and I don't have it all figured out yet. But today I have new life in Jesus Christ. Today I am filled with grace and love. Today I embrace the kindness and the compassion and the forgiveness and the hope that God has given us in the empty tomb. Today I live my life for Christ, going and telling that he is risen indeed. I will still have yesterdays I mess up, and I will still have tomorrows that I worry about, but today is the new life that Jesus brought me. I am not caught on the cross, stuck between two thieves. I follow Jesus to the tomb, and I follow Jesus to the glory of Easter morning. Too often we fail to live our lives in the moment. We rob our current self with yesterday's regrets and tomorrow's worries, and we end up not living our todays because they're consumed by those two thieves. But this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice in it. Today is our new life. I may have stumbled yesterday, and I may stumble tomorrow, but today is the Lord's, and today is new life, and today the tomb is empty. The women that came that first Easter morning, grieving yesterday's wounds and fearing tomorrow's unknowns, came to find Jesus today. But the angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid. I know you're looking for Jesus. He is not here, for he has been raised. Go quickly, tell his disciples. He's been raised from the dead and indeed is going ahead of you. You will see him." Yesterday was rough. It's possible tomorrow will be too. But today Jesus is here. And new life is mine. We are called to be a people of God in the present. Here in the moment we proclaim new life that heals regret and quells worry. And maybe, just maybe, if we embrace that new life for today, then maybe we begin to move away from the thieves on either side. Maybe we begin to follow Jesus to new beginnings and new hope. Maybe we lay down those mistakes from yesterday and we forgive ourselves and we forgive others. And maybe we trust in God's tomorrow and God's path. And in the meantime, we live today for God, full of new life that Christ has brought us, for He is risen. He is risen indeed. And today, that is all I need.